Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I can't
get no satisfaction. Dr. Stone's bringing us back to 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website, sorry, smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, The Third Ingredient. Chief Life Underwriter, Charter Financial Consultant, a whole bunch of other letters that are at the end of the name of Tom Hegna. He's the author of a bunch of books, including Retirement Income Masters, also Don't Worry, Retire Happy, and a whole bunch of other books that you can find that he's written. He's considered the retirement income expert. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a decade. Tom, thanks for hanging out with us. We're talking about Social Security strategies now, and of course the first one. We're assuming that most people listening, you know, they can start drawing at 62 if they want to, but that's a whole other set of dynamics there. I'm gonna leave that alone for now, I think, and let's go to the 66, 67 range. People who are retiring now, whose full retirement under Social Security currently are at 66. It's about to become 67. So when you get to that point, whether to take Social Security then or at 70, wait, defer to 70, that is the first, really the basic strategy, isn't it?
Yeah, so, I mean, look, there are many ages that people can draw their Social Security benefits. You know, a lot of people are taking it at 62. I think for many people that's a mistake, but it depends. It depends on what their health is, what the health of their spouse is. You know, are they working? Do they have other income? You know, are there minor children in the house? So I can give specific reasons why some specific people should claim early. But here's a good general rule of thumb. In general, the breadwinner should delay. They should at least delay till the full retirement age of 66 or 67. And then if they can delay till 70 like you did, Jim, they should do that. Because the breadwinner's check covers both lives. So if you have a husband or wife, let's say the husband made more money in his career than the wife can take her benefit early if she wants. But the husband should delay because his check covers her life too. So when he dies, she gets his check. And if he took his early, he locked her into a lower survivor benefit. And that's why, in general, the breadwinner, the one who made the most, that's the person that should delay.
When you do the math, most people, when they do the math, they say, okay, for that 4 or 5 years, I'm going to draw this amount of money. And so let's say that's $90,000, 80, 90, 60, 80, whatever the number is. And then they do the math on that, right? And they say, wait a minute, I can earn that, right? But what they really should be doing is doing the math on not their life, as you said, but their and their spouse's life, and that stretches it out farther. And as you say, it's a better deal for the family. Maybe not for the individual, but for the family, it's a better deal to wait as long as you can. And you don't have to wait till 70, right? You can delay from 66 to 68.
Yeah, and, you know, I may not even personally delay till age 70 because my wife is going to get half of mine. And so I may actually take mine at 68 because then hers kicks in at 50% of mine, and she'll be 66. She's 2 years younger than me. And by waiting till 70, you know, we might actually get less money over our lifetime than if we took it at 68. But my point here, Jim, is before people make that decision, they should sit down with a financial professional and have them run a Social Security calculator. Because that calculator can show them the optimal age for each of them to draw based on their personal situation. It'll ask them, you know, 15 or 20 questions. And then based on their personal situation, it will say, you know, this would be the optimal. Nobody knows what's going to be the best because nobody knows when we're going to die. But this will be the optimal based on all the numbers out there, life expectancy. This is when you should take it. This is when your spouse should take it. And I just think it's so important to run that Social Security calculator
before you make the number one most important return. Don't you have a calculator?
Well, I think there's a free. I had a free one on my website. I think it's still there, but it's TomHegna.com. But I would encourage people to work. I don't sell any financial products. I don't do any financial planning. I would encourage people to work with somebody who does, somebody who really does know Social Security, because it's the number one most important retirement decision you're going to make. What age are you taking your Social Security benefits?
Right. And so if you're in terms of some of the basic elements are the higher earning person who retires, if they retire first, their number, if their number is the highest of the other of the two spouses, when the second spouse retires, they can retire at 62, but they don't get to draw based on the first spouse. They draw based on their own numbers, right?
Well, what happens is once the breadwinner files, they have to file. There used to be a thing called file and suspend. That doesn't exist.
That's gone.
But once they file, then the spouse can claim spousal benefits. You know, if half of
at
if
60 half of, at 62, so, right?
Well, no, you get half of it at your full retirement age.
Right.
So the spouse would they can get a percent of the half. You know, they can get 70% of the half at 62.
Right.
But to get the full half, they have to wait till full retirement age. But again, I think this is why you need to sit down with a financial professional who has this, you know, the Social Security calculator and can show you. Because you can say, well, what if I do this? What if I do that? They can plug that in the computer and they can show you. And then they can show you what that will do for your lifetime income based on life expectancy.
And the other thing that people need to understand is if you're still earning after you reach full retirement and you file with 66 or 70, you can continue to drive your number up by continuing to earn, can't you?
Yes. So there's a thing called the Social Security Earnings Test. And the Social Security Earnings Test is applied to people who take their Social Security benefit early. So, like, if you take...
Hold on to that thought, Tom. This is where we're going to come back to when we come back. We're going to talk about the earnings test and the taxation test after the break with Tom Hegna. TomHegna.com is the website. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.